Hi, and welcome to Let It Off Your Chest podcast with Daniel. Here, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, and stories, and I believe you're going to enjoy them. Let's go! Hello, boys and girls. This is another Friday. It's the 10th day in the month of March, 2023. I trust your week has been fine. I trust your week has been amazing, and it has gone well. So because this year we have been doing things differently, we are doing weekly episodes instead of daily episodes as we did last year. On every episode, I would be doing a week in view. Yeah, that's what I have been doing. I look at what has happened since last time you heard from me and what is currently happening and things that I have been up to before we go into the episode proper. So, a lot has happened. A couple of things. So, first of all, Manchester United recorded her heaviest defeat in club history, in the club's history, on Sunday when we lost to Liverpool 7-0. Honestly, I was not expecting that. And for a number of reasons. First of all, we are in form, Liverpool are not in form, but hey, it's Liverpool, and I don't know, they are our rivals and stuff. But yeah, that happened. But then we redeemed ourselves yesterday with a 4-1 win over Real Betis. We are one leg into the quarterfinals of the UEFA Europa League, and when we go to Spain next week, I expect nothing short of a win, honestly. That's one thing that has happened. Another thing that happened this week was I fell ill. So over the weekend, I felt this weakness, and I tried to shrug it off as normal stress. And it's just the stress of the entire week. If I rest this weekend, I would be fine and stuff like that. But then by Sunday night / Monday morning, I was already feeling ill. I'm like, okay, this is malaria actually. And so I had to treat malaria. I had to start taking malaria medication from Monday night. But then something happened. The particular malaria drug I got, I'm supposed to take one in the morning and one in the night. So I started on Monday nights here. Now when I looked at the pack, I understood that I was going to take one in the morning and one in the night. But in that split second where I was opening the card to take the tablets, I don't know how it happened. So here's the thing. Yeah, I remember what happened. So I took the first one. So my mom was like, you know, I'm supposed to take a paracetamol. I'm like, ah, okay, no wahala. So I took the first one, the first tablets. And then I opened paracetamol. I took two tablets of paracetamol. And I took another tablet of the malaria drug. Now, this drug is strong. Like, the moment I take the drug, 30 minutes after I take it, I sleep. It's that strong. Now, this particular day, Monday nights, I was feeling, I'm not taking drug like this that I'm feeling so, I wasn't feeling uneasy, I wasn't feeling restless. I was just feeling like I was going to pass out any moment. But in my head, I was like, this is the strongest malaria drug I've taken. And then my mom was like, Shay, you know you're supposed to take one in the morning and one in the night. And it was in that moment, it dawned on me that, oh my God, I have just overdosed on a malaria drug. I wasn't scared. That's the funny thing. I wasn't scared that something bad was going to happen. So I was like, let this thing just wear off so that I can sleep. That was just what was in my head. And it didn't wear off till like later on Tuesday, I think towards afternoon. But I know throughout Monday, throughout Tuesday, I was just sleeping. Like, I woke up by almost 12. on Tuesday morning, on Tuesday afternoon, I ate, took my drugs, and slept, woke up again by 5. I was feeling hungry. But hey, I'm fine and well now, and we are back in business. This episode, I would be talking about, so I was thinking about what to talk about. I had something I was supposed to talk about last week, but then Nigerian elections and things that happened after the elections came and took that plan out of the window. So I didn't feel like talking about it again. But then, I'm like, okay, I'm going to talk about it this Friday. That is today. But then, while I was still thinking about that, another idea came to my head. I'm like, ah, okay, I think this is more timely than what I had initially. So I decided to stick with this plan. And this is, I was thinking about certain things that happened last year. And yeah, I know I've said I'm trying to not talk about last year a lot. But it's something that, it's a moment that is, that will always remain with me. It's a moment that I'll always recall. And one thing that I did last year, especially on the podcast, was when it's at a point, I was like, okay, so how am I going to be doing an episode every day? One of the things I was able to do was going back to the previous years. So late 2020, early 2021, late 2021, I was going to those periods to take episodes. So I would go there, take out episodes, cut out certain parts of it that I knew were not going to be necessary in that particular period, and upload. So I was giving everybody an opportunity to re-listen to stuff. Now, in anything we are doing, there is that need to always churn out new stuff, push out new things, do new things, innovate, create, recreate. No, not recreate. Create new stuff, basically. And one thing that we do not like to accept or admit is the fact that new things are not very easy to come up with. And old things are golden stuff. I think that's something that we don't like to accept. Like, this thing is old, let's not do it anymore. This thing is old. This thing is 6 months old. This thing happened yesterday. So therefore, we cannot talk about it today. Yes, it is in the past. But do you not think that the wisdom that you shared yesterday can also be relevant today? Or the thing that you did yesterday can also be useful if you look at the steps you took then, now, and see how it can help you moving forward? We need to build the culture of renewing stuff. We need to build the culture of recreating. So we do something this period, and we're thinking of things we want to do in another period of, in another season of our lives. We can go to a previous season, a past period, and bring stuff out of there and refine it. Yes, you may say, when people get tired of it, they have seen this thing before, you've heard this thing before, and you want them to hear it again. Yes, there's something I recently noticed on Instagram, yeah? So from your dashboard, you can see, Instagram can show you the kinds of content that you have posted in the past that gave you the highest engagements. Now, what this does for you, the intention, the original intention, the intention of Instagram is to show that, because you did these kinds of content, you got this amount of engagement. Because you did this other kind of content, you got this amount of engagement. So you be the judge of it. What kind of content will you be creating? Will you be creating content that do not give you high engagement? Or would you say, because I realize that this particular content is giving me higher engagement, I'm going to stick to this. I'm going to come up with creative ways to get better at this kind of content. So we see that looking back is not such a bad idea. Looking back and saying, oh, okay, how can we get better? How can we do things better? How can we create stuff in better ways? It's actually not a very, very bad idea. In fact, it's something that helps. It's something that we need to develop. It's a culture that we need to improve on as human beings. And I'm not saying this just for content creators and people who do creative stuff. I'm saying this for everybody in general. Look at things that you have done that has worked for you in the past, and if need be, do those things again. If you sang a particular song in 2005 and you have not been able to sing a song in 2023, go and bring that 2005 song and sing and see how people would react to that. We need to build the culture of renewing. Renewing. What does renewing mean, Seth? I don't know. At this point, no meaning comes to my head. But I hope this makes sense to you, honestly. I really, really hope it makes sense to you. If you know anyone who would also want to listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. And you hear from me again, beautiful people, next week. Ciao.